China's government hopes it will do good if it pushes its citizens to buy more stuff, new mobile phones, new televisions, even new cars. The government is hoping to boost consumption by poorer residents to help offset the slumping demand for Chinese products overseas. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
Cai Jishou stands open-mouthed in front of his new red fridge, a burly farmer out of place in a department store. He's barely listening as a shop assistant demonstrates the features of his new fridge. We've been waiting for years to buy this, says Mr. Cai, grinning. We're very pleased. He's especially pleased since the Chinese government is chipping in. It's giving him a 13% subsidy, around $40 towards his $300 fridge. Facing slumping demand overseas, Beijing's trying to make its economy less export-oriented by stimulating consumption at home. So it's spending $2.25 billion subsidizing discounts on made-in-China fridges, washing machines, mobile phones, televisions and cars for its rural residents. We used to sell 10 fridges a day, says saleswoman Yan Mingzhu, who works in the far northwestern city of Xining. Now we're selling double that. In pilot projects, the quaintly named Electrical Appliances to the Countryside scheme lifted sales by 40%. It's running alongside other experiments in boosting consumption. One well-publicized scheme was dreamt up by the city of Hangzhou, which is encouraging tourists to visit by distributing free travel coupons in Shanghai and other cities. Hangzhou's also paying 10% of civil servants' salaries in shopping vouchers, and it's giving out free shopping coupons. The problem for the Chinese government is that its cautious citizens save too much and spend too little.
I save 70 or 80% of my salaries in bank account.
MBA student Sherry Zhao is a case in point. Working in a bank, she earned twice as much as her friends, but lived at home. She was saving for her studies, but also because she says that's what Chinese people do.
We Chinese have a tradition. We do not like to waste money. If I buy things too much, and my mother will criticize me.
China has the world's highest personal savings rate. In 2005, Chinese saved 25% of their disposable income, compared to 0.7% in the US. This has contributed to huge global trade imbalances. Chinese savings have, in effect, been funding American spending. So, according to economics professor Zhang Jun from Fudan University, stimulating Chinese consumption can only have a limited effect.
But in the short run, it doesn't really solve the problem of the global imbalance. We could say to the U.S. side that the U.S. need to actually save more so that they could ease the problems of the global imbalance.
There are some signs of optimism. Chinese retail sales were up 15% from a year earlier in the first 2 months of the year, better than some had predicted. But speaking in Shanghai, economist and Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz cautions that China can't save the world.
China's level of consumption, the size of the economy, is still a small percentage of the global economy. It's simply not big enough to pull the world out of the downturn. On the other hand, it can play an important role, and a particularly important role for the people in China.
But back in the countryside, China's still facing problems turning its peasants into consumers. I'm not buying a fridge, says 48-year-old Lu Guami, shivering as she looks at the light snow on the ground in Shangxinzhuang village near Xining. I still have to pay for my son's education. And like so many other uninsured peasants, she worries about the cost of getting ill. Beijing's recently ramped up spending on education and social welfare. But to really create a consumer society, China needs to build a social security system its people can trust. And that's a task that will take years, if not decades. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.